He's gonna take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it the three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! McKay Tom touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The PIAA basketball playoffs are here, and we're at Alderdice High School for a girls 6A first-round matchup as the Lady Dragons of Alderdice entertain the Lady Macs of Cannon McMillan. Bruce Sakala joined by Tom Drakely. Great to have you with us as we tip things off here in the state tournament. You know, it's a whole new season again. You know, you have regular season, WPIAL or City League for these two teams, and then the state tournament, the road to Hershey.
And Bruce, it's oftentimes a whole different attitude in terms of you have to gear yourself up again and you have to play basketball. Now, for Alderdice, who has just won, you know, they won the city championship and they played over at Duquesne. Nice environment. Now they have a home game. But this is a matchup of two teams that I think are awfully close in identity. And there are some things, as we'll discuss as we go, that Cam McMillan's going to have to do very well to stay in this basketball game. And one of them is to play great transition defense, because this Alderdice team likes to run in transition. And they get the ball out, Bruce, and they try to get easy baskets. If they can take that part of the game away, they're going to have a chance.
Two young teams,
yes,
as well, loaded with underclassmen. But again, we'll take a deeper dive into that. Great to have you with us here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. And this game tonight is being brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream fields come true. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Great crew again here tonight. On-site producer Jason Tennant, on cameras Kyle Lamb and Noah Tennant. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with our pregame as we get set for this girls 6A PIAA first-round matchup here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Alderdice. Pregame shoot-around continues. About 5 minutes away from tipping this one off. So let's dive into these two teams. Let's start, first of all, Cannon McMillan, led by Coach John Fontana. 15-9 overall, 6-4 out of Section 2 out of the WPIAL 6A. It's a young team. In fact, we will not see a senior in the starting lineup. We'll see a sophomore and four juniors. A team that Tom, you and I saw to open up the WPIA All Playoffs, an exciting game as they knocked off Butler. They would then go to be knocked out by Norwin. The third place game then to determine the state playoff seeding, they beat Mount Lebanon to get here. So this is a young team, but a team that has really grown as the season has progressed.
They have, and I was at their Mount Lebanon win, which was an outstanding game on their part. The thing that stands out the most to me about this team, although they're so young, is their defensive ability. Coach Fontaine has done an outstanding job teaching defense, and they do a wonderful job of on-ball defending, not allowing the defender to beat them directly to the basket, and their help and rotation is exceptional. And that's the thing that jumped out at me, and I said, if they can play that way, continue to play that defense as they get into tonight's game, they're going to keep themselves in the ballgame. Sometimes shooting goes away, but defense can stay with you the entire game.
Let's turn it over to the Lady Dragons. Alder Dice, well, boy, there's a lot to get to here.
Wow.
Two-time back-to-back City League champs, 10-0 in the City League, 20-5 overall. They beat Obama Academy 52-45 to win their second straight title this year. Coach Ellen Gilliard will lead this team. Now, what's interesting, you look at that record, they've won 16 in a row. They have not lost in 2025. 16 wins in a row, but they opened the season with three straight losses, and they were 2-4 after six games.
It's amazing how things can turn around once you get on a roll, and they got into their league, and they really beat some teams badly. And those scores, as you and I have discussed, can be awfully deceiving. But I will say this, they're back-to-back champions. They have that pedigree. They have three outstanding players, and Bailey White, this 5'4 junior, 22 points a game. She's going to be a focal point for the Kanemak defense, but they have two other very capable scorers in Ryan Sledge, the point guard. She's quick as a cat, and Peyton Lynch, who really handles the ball well. They love to get the basketball to the rim, and if Cana McMillan can make them play more on the perimeter, forcing perimeter shots, keeping the paint, keeping them out of the paint completely, they're going to have a good shot tonight.
Alder Dice, the last time they lost a game, December 29th against Sacred Heart, Our Lady of Sacred Heart, at the Cal U Hoop Fest. They've only lost once at home this year. That was December 10th against Avonworth. So, bit of a tall task to go on the road in this PIAA matchup and try to knock off a team that, if nothing else, you've touched on the superlatives that they have, but this is a team that knows how to win.
Oh, they do. I mean, this is no fluke that they're here. I mean, they're a very good basketball team. They're quick, handle the ball well. They get the ball down the floor well. So, I mean, Coach Fontaine knows what he has to do. Can the girls execute that game plan?
We'll take our final break. We'll come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And Bruce Sokolic along with Tom Drakely back here at Alder Dice, the National Anthem. Great crowd here. A lot of people in blue and gold that made the trip.
Oh, this is a wonderful crowd. This ought to be an exciting evening for both sides.
Now let's meet the starting lineups for Cannon McMillan. Faye Saunders introduced, the 5'10 sophomore wearing number 33. Here's Olivia Ross, 5'8 junior.
Number 10, Samantha Miller.
And here's the 5'6 junior, Samantha Miller. She's introduced.
Number 13, Lauren Barella.
Lauren Barella, another junior, 5'6, wearing number 13. And another junior, 5'10 forward, Madison Clare. So Clare, Miller, Barella, Ross, and Saunders for Cannon McMillan. Now let's meet the Lady Dragons of Alder Dice. Ryan Sledge introduced, 5'4 sophomore.
Yeah, the quick point guard, and she can get up and go, Bruce. She can really run the floor.
Sina Tashome. A 5'4 sophomore. She'll wear number 3 for Alder Dice.
Number 21, Peyton Lynch.
Peyton Lynch, another sophomore. You may notice a trend here. Three sophomores in this starting lineup.
A lot of young players on the floor.
Number 1, Ryan Sledge.
Ryan Sledge, a 5'4 sophomore, wearing number 1. And actually, it's Bailey White, 5'4 junior. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's Bailey White. She is quite a player.
Number 5, number 2, Bailey White.
And lastly, Kaylin Manson is introduced, the 6-foot junior. So we do get a junior in the starting lineup. So it's Sledge, White, Tashome, Lynch, and Manson for the Lady Dragons. Again, great to have you with us. We get set to tip off this PIAA first round 6A girls matchup.
I think, too, Bruce, the Canamac players, especially Samantha Miller, Madison Clare, Lauren Barella, they got to play big. They've got to score points tonight and assert themselves on the offensive end. I know they're bringing the defense tonight, but you have to score some points as well.
Cannon McMillan, the royal blue tops and shorts, the gold trim. They will move right to left here in the first half. Lady Dragons, all white with the green and gold. And we'll tip this one off here tonight. Great to have you with us. Tap up and one by Alder Dice. Right to the hole is Bailey White. She'll lay it up, and it's a 2-0 Alder Dice lead.
Well, she just out-hustled everyone to the ball. Here's a full-court press by Alder Dice, a 2-2-1 zone trap.
And Cannon Mack, we get our first foul of the night. That may have been Lynch. Yeah, and it was. Peyton Lynch, the sophomore, commits the first foul of the night. Toss inside court for Cannon Mack.
They have normally played man-to-man, so we'll see if they stay with that. They're very active on defense, Alder Dice. So it is a man-to-man to start. Yep. Now it's a trap.
Yeah, Barella, top of the key, swing it near side now. On the dribble, that's Ross, top of the key again underneath. Kick it to the blocks, shot up and blocked by Saunders, and Alder Dice, nice save, and they get the basketball and go the other way. Tashome kicks it back out. Foul line extended on the far side. Now top of the key. Sledge will set it up. Near side. Holding it to Shome. Into the corner. Jumper up by White. No good. Off the iron. Rebound. And actually that shot was Lynch. White got the rebound. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will belong to the Lady Dragons.
Well, if you can keep them on the perimeter, as I mentioned earlier, taking those types of shots, that's a bonus. But you have to get the rebound. Second and third shot opportunities always hurt you, Bruce.
Sledge to toss it in from the near side and out to White. Bailey White on the dribble now comes back to her. Sledge works on her man, now kicks it left side. Top of the key drive. Leave it, Manson. And they'll work sort of a weave at the top. A drive this time by Lynch. Pulls up, kicks it foul line extended left. Into the corner. A spin out with it. Back out wide open to Shome. Her jumper off the glass, off the rim. Rebound, lay it up, and count it for Ryan Sledge.
Well, offensive rebounds, second shots.
And again, the pressure on the dribble. Barella works it up nicely, and now they'll set it up. Kick it to Claire. She'll pull up, take the jumper. No good off the rim. Rebound Alderdice, and they go back the other way. Lynch on the dribble up the near side court. And leave it now for White. Back into the corner. That's Lynch, and they'll play catch. Back out top of the key, Sledge. Sledge, little drive right down the right side of the lane. Throws up the shot. No good. Rebound fought for. Saunders got a hand on it. Couldn't pull it in. Into the corner on the drive. Lynch, pull-up jumper, rattles out. Rebound by Saunders of Cannon McMillan. 4-0 Alderdice, 2 minutes in to this first quarter. Here's a drive this time. That's Claire to the hole, and Cannon Mack on the board. It's 4-2.
Yeah, that was a nice drive by Claire that time. Let the defender run by her and was able to finish.
Quickly up. White takes a tray. No good. Alderdice rebound. DeShome drives. Off the glass. Rebound Saunders, and Cannon Mack with the basketball down by two. Gonna have to change those rebound numbers as well. Seems like Alderdice really getting the rebounds.
Oh, they're definitely ahead of them already.
Here's a pull-up jumper by Miller. No good. Rebound Cannon Mack. Follow-up no good. Saunders goes up. She can't hit. And Lynch pulls down the rebound for Alderdice. And here they come the other way.
Two shots point blank. They didn't score.
And leave it now. On the dribble. Circle back out is Bailey White, the junior. And she'll now hand it off to Sledge. And they'll work it around the arc. And now come back to the near side. Top of the key with it. Right side. White looking. Sledge had cut through, takes the pass in the near side corner and back out top of the key. We'll just work it around the perimeter here. This time now it's White into the left side corner. Top of the key, Sledge, and she'll put it down on the floor on the dribble. Pull up, take a long tray, rattles out.
Boy, that was halfway home.
Saunders, the rebound for Cannon McMillan, and here come the Lady Macs the other way. Left side with it, Claire. Back out Saunders, and she'll now hand it off to Barella, and she'll work it right side. 4.5 left, first quarter. 4-2, Alderdice. The drive, the layup, the shot no good by Barella. And the rebound, Alderdice, and here they come. On the dribble, on the drive to Shome, and now circles back and sets up the half-court offense. Peyton Lynch, top of the key with the dribble. She'll pull up, take the tray. No good. Rebound off the hands and then pulled in by Cannon McMillan, but the throwaway, and Alderdice now will chase it down, and that's Bailey White who comes up with the basketball.
Yeah, I'm not sure who she was throwing to. I think she just panicked a little bit, and Samantha Miller just threw the ball to a defender.
Alderdice 4, Cannon McMillan 2. Here's a drive by White, right down the lane, lay it up, no good. Rebound, fought for, Manson gets it. Manson can't go up, she'll kick it back out. Sledge to Lynch, down the lane, lay it up, no good. Saunders pulls it in once again. She's been busy on the glass for Cannon McMillan here early on.
Yeah, and Cannon McMillan has to do a better job on the rebounds here.
There's a drive into the corner. Barella leaves it off for Claire. Back out, three-pointer, up and good. That is Samantha Miller with the tray.
And that's a big basket because she has not scored like she's capable in the last several games. So that's a big bucket for Samantha Miller. Great shooter.
First lead of the night for Cannon McMillan. It's 5-4, nearing 3 minutes left first quarter. Here at Alderdice. Left side, Sledge, thought about the shot, now dribble drive, down the lane, spins to her left, now goes back to her right, can't hit the shot, goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Alderdice.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'd like to see a replay on that one.
I thought Manson touched it as well. I thought Manson had her hand on it.
I did too, but we're going to a timeout.
Yeah, we do have a timeout. The score, Cannon McMillan 5, Alderdice 4, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means. Let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Back at Alderdice, 2:58 left here in the first quarter. This girls 6A first round matchup, Cannon McMillan 5, Alderdice 4. Lady Dragons with possession on their own baseline. They'll toss it in. Lynch will be handed the basketball. She'll toss it in quickly to Sledge. Back out top to White. Again, around the arc, into the near side corner. This is Lynch. Plays off a pick, but nothing there. Now tries to drive around Saunders to the hole. Lays it up, missed it. And the rebound, gets her own rebound. Back out, three-pointer is up and good. The basket by Ryan Sledge.
Well, in that last shot, Bruce, she caught her own miss. It never hit the rim. I'm not sure that's legal. You're a referee, is it?
No.
Okay, thank
7-5.
You.
Again, if it didn't hit the rim.
It did not.
There's a drive underneath. Lay it up, left-hander, and count it. The bucket by Madison Clare, the junior for Cannon McMillan.
And here's a little pressure by Cannon McMillan, which I think is a great idea to counter.
And a drive now as Alderdice comes back, bank it up. White can't hit it. Rebound Cannon McMillan Saunders, and here come the Lady Macs the other way. Tied at 7, 2 minutes left, first quarter. White on the defense here. Barella with the spin. Near side with it. Here's a drive. Babitsky's into the lineup for the first time tonight for Cannon McMillan off the bench. Rebound. Good one by Saunders offensively. Underneath. Bank it up. Won't go. Can't get the shot to fall that time.
Wow. That, again, that's 3 point blank shots they've missed.
Lynch drives for Alderdice. Back out. Top of the key with it. And now circling his Sledge near side. White looks. Holds and now dribbles to her left. Back out towards center court circle. She's going to set things up. Fires it to Sledge near side. She'll look in the paint. Nobody home. And just plays catch with White. White on the dribble this time. And right back. And now we get a horn, but they'll play on here.
That had to be inadvertent. Not sure what that was all about.
I'm sure it was an inadvertent horn, but we do get the stoppage. So I'm a little bit surprised by that. There were two, a player for each team there as substitutes. So I don't know if there was an issue with something. I can't believe there was. The clock was functioning. But because we got the stoppage, we do get the substitutions in, and it will be Alderdice basketball on the near sideline. Sledge will toss it in and gets it right back on the pass from Tashome. Sledge around a man to the lane, goes up and gets fouled, and this will be on Cannon McMillan, the foul. First foul on Brooke Stanton, the freshman who's into the lineup for the Lady Macs.
Clearly you can see what they want to do. They want to drive the basketball or beat you down the floor. Cannon McMillan has to adjust to that, because if they don't, they're going to get easy scoring opportunities, and that will hurt Cannon McMillan's defense.
Sledge missed the first one. It remains 7-all with 1:05 left, first quarter. Second one, good.
Yeah, she's a very good free throw shooter, so I'm shocked that she missed that first one.
8-7, Alderdice. Cannon McMillan comes back. Stanton nearly lost it as Barella now tries to get it back, and then she gets fouled. This will be on Sina Tashome, the 5'4 sophomore, her first of the night.
One quarter of basketball almost complete. We've got one trip to the foul line so far. Nothing for Cannon McMillan yet.
Brooke Stanton will toss it in. Gets it right back from Barella. Foul line extended to the near side. Barella thought about driving, then lost the basketball. Here comes Alderdice the other way. On a 3-on-2, going to take it to the hole. Goes up, no good. As it was the freshman getting back there defensively, Brooke Stanton, and now Cannon McMillan. Near side with it. Back out around the circle, top of the key. Miller for three, no good. Rebound pulled down. Babitsky, she goes up, and we get a foul.
Well, let's see who that one is on. Not sure.
Looks like they called it on Sharif.
Yes, that is correct.
So Sharif picks up the personal. And with that side, we see Izzy Babitsky, the freshman. Another. It's funny, the first two players off the bench on this young lineup are freshmen for Cannon McMillan.
Isn't that amazing? They've got a great future ahead of them.
Second one, good. So we're tied at 8 with 29 seconds left in this first quarter. Again, the pressure That zone pressure, full court by Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, and I like this. It just slows them down.
Here's a tap into the backcourt. So that's still good. Lynch going to drive, spin, goes up, and hits.
I'll tell you what, the degree of difficulty on that from 1 to 10 was a 10.5. Heck of a shot.
Cannon McMillan back the other way. Babitski goes up. She gets fouled and will go back to the line. Now the home crowd here, not a fan of that call. They call the foul
on Peyton Lynch. Yes, her second.
And back to the line is the freshman Babitski with 4.6 seconds left. First one's no good.
Well, you got to have these foul shots. We know how important that is down the stretch in a close game.
Second one. And it's good. 4 seconds left here. Let's see what Alderdice can get here, if they can get a shot off. Sledge going to dribble it up half court, launch it in the air, off the backboard, and no good. Buzzer sounds. Entertaining first quarter in this PIAA Girls 6A first round matchup. The score, Alderdice 10, Cannon McMillan 9. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bruce Sokolik, Tom Drakely back at Alderdice. Possession arrow belongs to Cannon McMillan. They get the ball. They trail 10-9 after that first quarter. By the way, this Alderdice team, 11 times put up 70 or more points. Twice they put up 80, and they put up 86 this year. They can score points. Holding them to 10 in one quarter is pretty good.
Yeah, but you can see they're quick. The yes. Three guards are awfully quick. And Cannon McMillan's going to have to really focus on getting back. He can't give up easy baskets.
Barella in the paint, kick out pass to Ross. Her jumper rattles around, no good. Rebound, fight four. We get a whistle, and the possession arrow will belong to Alderdice.
Well, it was a good look, a good jump shot that time by Ross. He just was a little strong on the release.
Again, Alderdice, a 2-0 lead. Then they build it to 4-0. Cannon McMillan did have a 5-4 lead briefly, but again, right now a 10-9 ball game. Possession with the Lady Dragons. This is Bailey White. Beats her man. Goes into the paint. Little put-up jumper and hits it.
They like to get to the paint. You cannot allow the player to beat you off the dribble, and that's what happened on that possession.
Back the other way, Saunders. And it was Lynch who intercepted her through the paint pass, and comes, and the Lady Dragons come back the other way. White, and now underneath, wide open, laid it up, but no good. The basket, or I should say the attempt that time by Sharif, and she can't hit. And we get a foul called here, I believe, on Alderdice.
And that was on Sharif.
Babitski back in, and to the bench for Cannon McMillan, Olivia Ross. Again, the full court pressure by Alderdice. Toss in here by Miller. And actually, now she's going to switch out and let Claire toss it in to Miller and right back to her. And they'll come back the other way. Miller, lead pass up. Actually, Barella led that up to Claire.
How about
Madison
that move?
Claire with the left-handed layup, and it's 12-11, Alderdice.
What a beautiful, beautiful spin move in the lane. Madison Claire.
Sledge and dribble it top of the key. It's a step, now stops, pulls off her dribble, and now hands it off to Lynch. And she'll dribble it, now pass it top of the key, around the arc to Bailey White. Guarded by Saunders. Back out, long three-pointer by Sledge, and she nails it.
Well, there was no contesting. You've got to get a hand up.
Again, the pressure. And they'll beat it. Work it up nicely. The other way. Lay it up and in. Claire again. That's back-to-back little bunny shots off the glass. Actually, that was Babitski.
Babitski. Yeah. That's what I thought. Must contest perimeter shooters.
15-13, Alderdice. 2 minutes into this second quarter. A drive, a spin. White can't shoot it. Now she does. And the rebound, Saunders. And again, busy on the glass is Saunders for Cannon McMillan. Barella drives, kick it left side. Claire will take a tray off the back of the iron. The rebound pulled down by Manson. And here comes Alderdice quickly the other way. Three back for Cannon McMillan. Around her to the hole, lay it up and in. And that is, again, Ryan Sledge.
Too easy, Bruce.
Yeah, very easy. 17-13, Alderdice. 5.5 left. Quickly back Saunders for Cannon McMillan. Now dishes it back out through the paint. Left side with it. Now back out top of the key. Claire through the lane. Lay it up. Rattles out. Rebound fought for. Here comes Sledge up ahead as they quickly go the other way. Going to take it to the hole. Player goes to the court. No whistle there. The shot by Tashomi. No good. And the rebound by Miller for Cannon McMillan. Claire to Barella. Down the lane. Bank it up. Too strong. Rebound Lynch for Alderdice. She'll keep her dribble. Push it up quickly. Now peels back at the foul line to Sledge. And again, the three-pointer off the back of the rim. And this rebound chased down by Manson. Good job. And a drive to the hole. Up over Saunders and count it. And we get a whistle and I believe a timeout by Cannon McMillan. And we do. 4:45 left. Second quarter. The score. It's a 30-second timeout. Alderdice 19, Cannon McMillan 13 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
.445 left, second quarter. Alderdice, their biggest lead of the night right now. 6 points, 19-13 with 4:45 left.
Well, they're doing a really good job off the dribble, and Cannon McMillan's having a difficult time containing it. They're going to call foul here. Good call, I think.
She got her hands on her, and you see a player. She definitely got her hands on her, and you see a player go to the floor. You're normally going to see that called a foul.
Yeah,
I understand as a fan,
oh, sure.
You say, oh, well, she just lost her balance.
But she did.
Hands on her player to the floor, you have to get the foul. And here's a steal, nearly. But Cannon McMillan able to get it back. Nearly lost it. Pass near side, Miller. Into the paint, Claire. Right side, the shot up and no good. And now we get the foul call here.
Well, they have missed a lot of easy shots inside. They've got to make those on the first attempt, making it difficult on themselves here. They've gotten good looks, but where I think they're struggling is trying to contain that ball handler.
Yeah.
You got three kids who can really handle the basketball for Alderdice.
Saunders at the line, and Faye Saunders, the sophomore, will miss the first one.
And 2 for 5 from the line for Cannon McMillan. Not off to a very good start, Bruce.
Second one, and it's good. 19-14. 4:26 left here in the first half.
Saunders had a huge game in their last game against Mount Lebanon. Not so much this game.
Out front with it, Bailey White. And now she'll leave it for Tashomi on the dribble. Kind of an errant pass, but Sledge chases it down. And now settles down the half-court offense. White thought about a drive. Pulls up left-handed tray. High off the iron. Batted out. Cannon McMillan gets it, and they go the other way. Lead pass, Babitski, right side, beautiful pass. The shot up and no good, did not fall, but what a beautiful pass. That was Isabella Urso, who missed the shot. Quickly back, and the layup by Sledge. Boy, she's just deadly getting back so quick.
Well, getting to the rim, that's what they want to do, and Cannon McMillan has not kept them out on the paint. They've beaten them down the floor several times for easy buckets.
There's a drive underneath. Babitski shot, and that left-hander will go.
Boy, they needed that. Stop the bleeding, so to speak.
21-16, Alderdice. This girls 6A first-round state playoff game. Sledge from three-point land. No good. And again, it's Saunders with the rebound for Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, now they're doing a good job limiting Alderdice to one shot.
There's a drive underneath into the paint. Put up the left-handed shot, and that one will fall. That one belongs to
Madison Clare.
Yeah, Madison Clare.
Very effective. When she gets the ball in tight, she scores.
Well, what was a six-point lead is down to 3 points for Alderdice, 21-18.
With these guards, what you've got to do as a defender is absorb the dribble. Make them shooters, but don't allow them to drive around you.
Cross court to Lynch for three, and she nails it.
Well, they're shooting pretty well from the perimeter tonight.
24-18. So back up to that six-point lead. Shot knocked away, rejected. Here comes Sledge quickly for Alderdice. Pulls up, won't shoot it this time. Into the corner, Lynch. Drive, pulls back, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Cannon McMillan, and boy, they needed that. That was Miller who came away. Samantha Miller with the rebound for the Lady Macs. It's Claire, and Claire's going to drive over Sledge, bank it up and in.
I don't think they can stop the inside game of Cannon McMillan, but conversely, they can't stop the outside or drive game of Alderdice.
Sledge, right side, she'll leave it for White. Lynch into the near side corner. Out front, stolen. Back the other way, Cannon McMillan. Miller's going to go to the hole, tries to go up, and we get a blocking foul, and that foul will belong to Bailey White, and we'll get Miller at the line shooting two.
Yeah, and Bailey White complained that she bumped me first, but there was contact the whole way. She did not.
She didn't have a legal guarding position either.
Yeah, exactly.
She was moving, going backwards, and as a shooter, you need to take advantage of that.
Yes.
We'll take a timeout, a minute 47 left, second quarter. Alderdice 24. Cannon McMillan 20 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfield.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
So after the timeout, 24-20 our score. Alderdice with the lead. Cannon McMillan has led only once. They had a 5-4 lead at the 3:18 mark of that first quarter. But things have certainly opened up here in the second quarter.
And it's important that Cannon McMillan maintain contact with them. Stay close enough. You don't have to take the lead right now. There's a lot of basketball left. But you got to make these foul shots. Samantha Miller misses the first.
Remains a 4-point deficit. Again, biggest lead has been 6 points for Alderdice. Miller, left-handed shooter, second one, drills it.
Set her 50%, 4-for-8.
Minute 45 left in this second quarter. Sledge will dribble it up. She's been deadly here in this first half.
Boy, she has. She's played very, very solid.
Tashome on the dribble, comes near side to White. And White, she'll kick it left side, over to Sledge. Around Miller, now pulls back. Comes near side, Tashome, underneath Lynch to the baseline. Won't drive it. Back out to Tashome. Top of the key. Around the arc, they move it. Sledge on the left side. Looking on the drive. Boy, Sledge to the hole. Goes up, and she gets fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot, too. I think Saunders got her.
Yeah, Saunders on the arm. You know, interesting you mentioned legal guarding position, because a good friend of mine who you'll be officiating with this weekend t- talks to me about that all the time. So if he's listening tonight, you're spot on.
First one, no good. Fouls are 4-1, by the way. So you've got, all, I think in, we've seen the crowd a little antsy about that. With
right.
We finally see the first foul called on Cannon McMillan. Second one, no good. She misses both. Fought for in Cannon McMillan. Big rebound there as they're down by three.
And that's unusual. Sledge is a very good free throw shooter percentage-wise.
Miller into the paint. Claire just going to drive to the blocks. Off her foot, picked up by Sledge, and here she comes in transition.
Boy, she pushes the basketball, doesn't she?
Yep. On the dribble, into the lane now. Nelly back out Sledge. Three-pointer no good, but the rebound to Shome. She tries to get around Miller, and Miller's going to get the blocking foul. And they'll get the inbound on the baseline.
It just seems like Alderdice is a step quicker to the basketball.
I agree.
And until that gets corrected, it's going to keep Cam McMillan at arm's length.
Inbound, and they'll work it around the arc now. To Shome into the corner, Lynch. And around, they'll come to the, back to the near side with it. This is Sledge. Top of the key, White.
They're very deliberate in the half-court offense until they identify a one-on-one scenario.
White, and again, they just work it on the arc. We're down to 24 seconds left. Alderdice with a three-point lead in the ball, so this is a final shot situation here.
No question.
For the Lady Dragons. Play catch. Sledge gets around her man, drives to the hole, goes up, has it blocked. Boy, a beautiful block. I think Babitsky got that.
She did.
6 seconds on the clock. Cannon McMillan. Right side with it. Babitsky goes up. She gets fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two with a 1.9 seconds on the clock.
And Peyton Lynch picks up her third foul. That's big.
And especially with 1.9 seconds left.
Cannon McMillan took a page out of Alderdice's book. They pushed that ball and did a nice job passing instead of dribbling.
So Izzy Babitsky, the freshman, at the line. Cannon Mack down by three. See if she can cut into it. Nope, missed it.
Almost like she's rushing that first shot. Take your time on that, young lady.
Second one. Missed it. She missed both. Rebound put back up by Claire. Saunders tried to go up, but they say no shot.
Shot. Buzzer went because I actually thought maybe a foul there. Right.
But we've played one half here in this girls 6A PIAA first round matchup. And the score, Alderdice 24, Cannon McMillan 21. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit MaxPreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Well, tonight's game presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Bruce Sokolic, Tom Drakeley. We got the legal stuff out of the way now. Anyhow, 24-21. It's Alderdice with the lead. I thought the first quarter was a little surprising. Yes, we can see how quick Alderdice wants to be, but I thought the second quarter showed me more of what I was expecting.
They're very good, and they're very good with the basketball in their hands, and they can get down the floor quickly. But there were a couple things that have jumped out to me, being the coaching perspective. Number one, Ken McMillan got to the line 10 times and missed 6.
Yeah.
You got to have them. You can't be 4 for 10 in a close game. It's a one-possession game. The other thing that jumped out is Coach John Fontana said to me, we got to stop Bailey White. She has 4 points. However, Ryan Sledge has 13. That's just at her average, and that's the first half.
Yeah, I think she's been the player that has really stood out to me, and she's done it. She does her damage in transition, whether it's simply getting the ball up the floor quickly or a long lead pass to get out. I mean, everything is about, and then she can pull up and she can certainly shoot the basketball. So she's just a significant offensive threat for the Lady Dragons.
Well, and I'll tell you, the games I watched, she did not shoot the ball from three very well. Wow. And that's why you saw the Canamac players backing up and saying, okay, we're going to live with you making those shots. And she's made a couple.
Sure.
So what do? You make a slight adjustment. But if they continue to hold Bailey White down and significant foul trouble, Peyton Lynch has 3 and she only has 5, they're going to have a shot. Now, can they make their free throws and score? They've missed, I'd say 6 easy scoring opportunities inside.
Well, again, halftime is for adjustments, right?
Amen.
All about adjustments. Again, let's just give you a quick recap of this game. It was Alderdice who scored the first 4 points of this game. They jumped out 4-0. Cannon McMillan's only lead was 5-4 at the 3:18 mark of the first quarter. Alderdice, the biggest lead has been 6 points. They've done that twice. The last time was at 24-18. Again, we're at 24-21 here at the half. It was 10-9 Alderdice at the end of the first quarter, and then they outscore Camden McMillan 14-12 in that second quarter for this 3-point lead. So pretty entertaining first half. Yes. I certainly think in the second half, I really want to see what Camden McMillan tries to do here defensively, because I agree with you. It seems like they're almost too quick to get on their defender. And what I mean by that is maybe give them that extra step. Again, if they want to pull up and take the shot, that's fine. But once they, and I've seen them get beat defensively.
Yes.
They're just too quick around you. That if you take that, give them that extra step, stay back on them, and I think you described it as absorbing that.
Absolutely.
That might change things up a little bit.
Pick your poison. Hey, if they're going to beat you from 3 points, then they beat you from 3 points.
Right.
But do not allow them to just drive around you and get it easily inside and get you in some foul trouble. So they're going to have to make a decision. We'll see how they adjust to that. But I still think that they're in a good position.
Yeah.
The opening minutes, I thought they were nervous.
I thought so.
And when I say they were a step slow to the ball, I think that's part, you know, you're a little nervous. But Ken McMillan's got to get those loose balls too. Cannot allow 50-50 balls to go all to Alderdice.
They also have to hit the free throws.
Got to make foul shots. Simple as that.
By the way, the arrow does belong to Cannon McMillan, so they will get the first possession of this second half. Lady Macs out of the locker room. They come out for their halftime shoot-around. Again, great to have you with us here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. The PIAA Girls 6A Playoffs. Your score, Alderdice 24, Cannon McMillan 21. We'll take another break. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back to Alderdice. Again, great crowd here for this matchup. We've seen, you know, it was kind of interesting. I thought early on, I thought, wow, you know, Cannon McMillan really had a nice contingent of fans that made the trip down here to Squirrel Hill. And, boy, Alderdice, they certainly filled up their side. They were like kind of the late arriving fans. Yeah,
they were, but they live here, so that's why. But credit to the Big Mac contingent. It makes for exciting basketball. I don't know how this is going to end, but I think it's going to get exciting. I really do.
And, Tom, you and I have seen, well, at least I have seen, it's just the second time seeing Cannon McMillan. And I can say this for Alderdice as well. Again, back-to-back City League champions.
Yeah, impressive.
But I look at these rosters and almost shake my head. There's one senior.
I know.
On both teams, right?
Yeah, well, Cannon Mac has no seniors.
Right, that's what I mean. There's one senior on both of these rosters.
Yes, that is correct.
And you look at Cannon McMillan and what they have built, and boy, the sky just seems to be the limit.
Well, and it's only going to get better.
That's what I mean.
I really look for them to be a factor next year in their section race, and I'm telling you, they can be a contender for the Whippoorwill Championship next year. Now, that's all hinged upon the fact that they work hard in the offseason to improve skills. And it's all, this is a game where it requires skill and you've got to put time in. And so often players, when the season ends, that's it. They don't see the ball until November. Well, you don't get any better by doing that.
Well, I think that's one thing over the years that I've watched that has certainly changed, and that is players are year-round athletes.
Yes.
And that isn't just in basketball. That's in all sports that they lock in. That's not to say that, you know, they don't cross over and play other sports.
Oh, and they should. Absolutely.
Exactly. They want to stay in shape. So, but I'm just saying that if you want to see your program exceed expectations, that's pretty much what it takes. If you're just going to pick up a basketball on the first day of practice and when the season ends not pick it up until the next one, probably not going to see that.
You're not going to improve at all, Bruce, and it's so important. I have an 11-year-old grandson, and I keep reminding him, the harder you work, the better you'll get. And he's bought into that, and he's showing his improvement, although he's young, and we realize that. But so important to continue to work. Hey, Bruce, on a side note,
yes.
Congratulations to W&J Women's Basketball. Won their first NCAA tournament this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
First in history's program. I don't have a score, but I know they won.
Outstanding. Well, great to hear that.
Yes, very exciting.
All right, so Cannon McMillan will get the basketball. They will move left to right here in this second half. It's Alderdice leading it 24-21.
And I think these first few minutes are extremely important for Cannon McMillan. Get a basket. Get a couple of stops. Tell them you're here to win this game. But if they fall behind, I get concerned because they haven't broken ahead even in this first half. That quickness concerns me on the part of Alderdice.
So Alderdice breaking their huddle. Lady Max will do the same. So the toss in. Down in front of us here.
And they got Izzy Babitsky starting the second half.
Now she was strong in that first half. There's
she really
no
was.
Doubt about it.
Went to the basket. No fear for the freshman. She's a 75% free throw shooter, and she's right now shooting it at 50%. Come on, Izzy.
Samantha Miller. Plays catch, gets it back to Barella. She'll drive it on the left side of the key. Back to Miller, looks in the paint. Left side again. Pull up three. Off the rim, though, good. Fought for the rebound. Nice save. Back to Saunders. Back out to Miller. And Miller goes left side. Babitsky holds it. Goes foul line extended on that far side. Now a little handoff pass. Babitsky looking underneath. Claire with it. Kicks it back out. Nice half-court possession here. Here's a drive to the hole. And Barella will go to the line to shoot two as we get our first foul of this third quarter.
Nice drive by Barella that time.
Foul number four.
Yeah, they called the foul that time on Manson. Caitlin Manson, she's a junior forward for the Lady Dragons. Lauren Barella, the junior for Cannon McMillan, hits the first one. It's a two-point Alderdice lead. She'll try to make it one here.
Well, these free throws are big. Maybe we can get off that 50% slide.
Second one is also good. 24-23 Alderdice. They drop back. Cannon McMillan drop back defensively here. And they'll work it right side. Leave it. Sledge, who's been just so good
for the Lady Dragons.
Interesting
in the first
change. Yep. They're in a zone now. I think this is a good move.
Sledge has it stolen away. Babitski, and she'll come back. Cannon McMillan looking for just their second lead as they're going to just drive it. So the hole goes up. Shot will not go, but back to the line will be Lauren Barella.
And as she's dribbling down the court, she's yelling at her teammates, go, go. Got all the way to the rim. And the reason I think the zone can be effective takes away that drive.
Well, it's what we talked about. Yeah, right. If you really want to absorb it, just put that zone in and take that away completely. First one, no good.
Well, we said they would make an adjustment, and they certainly have. So we'll see how that holds. The best way to go against the zone is to shoot out of it.
Yeah. We had a 7-7 tie, but we'll have a 24-24 tie right now. So they've come back from six down, as Cannon McMillan, 1 minute into this third quarter. Girls, 6A PIAA playoffs.
That's a good sign, too, Bruce.
Sledge will get things rolling for the Lady Dragons. Near side to White, and they'll play catch out front. She'll just back it away now.
Well, you can see they look a little indecisive, unsure of themselves.
White will go into the corner to Lynch. Back out with it now. White, and they work it around the arc. Sledge thought about the shot, kicks it left side. White will drive, puts up the right-handed shot. No good, rebound fought for, and they pull it down. It's Bailey White. Good hustle that time by the junior.
Alderdice has done a great job. Second shots, rebounds.
Timeout taken here. It's a 30-second timeout taken by Alderdice here. We'll keep it here during this timeout. 24-24. Cannon McMillan and Alderdice. And we'll kind of just refresh everyone's memory. Alderdice hasn't lost since December 29th. They've won 16 in a row. And only once have they lost in this building this season. That was earlier in December.
Well, they're a higher seed for a reason.
Right.
And those 16 wins certainly say a lot about what they've been able to accomplish.
Ellen Goyard, the head coach, Alderdice, after the timeout.
Yeah, she wasn't happy with her team on that possession. They got themselves stuck in that corner. That's kind of no man's land. And Big Macs are staying with the zone, so we'll see how they adjust.
Toss in to Shomi from right in front of her own bench. Again, Alderdice moving right to left in this second half. Sledge with the dribble. White directing traffic here, and they'll play catch back and forth. Again, just some frustration here. They're trying to move people around here to try to beat this zone defense. The drive by Sledge. She goes up. No good, and the rebound by Saunders. Just great positioning to get that rebound.
And they dribbled right into defenders. That's what the zone does. It makes you shoot difficult shots.
Cannon Mack has not led since the first quarter at 5-4. They can take the lead here. Tied at 24. Saunders, foul line extended. Pass off the leg, and back goes Bailey White for Alderdice. She'll go to the lane, pulls up, stops, kicks it back, and the shot up and good. That is Caitlin Manson with the bucket.
Yeah, Manson on the little pass from White.
In the paint, spin it back out, Saunders. Miller, drive, baseline drive, beautiful. Put it up, wouldn't go. Babitski couldn't hit it, goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Alderdice.
Another one of those shots that you got to make.
26-24, Alderdice with the lead, 5-20.
Babitski made a beautiful baseline drive. She just didn't make the shot.
Bailey White on the dribble will bring it up for the Lady Dragons. Kick it left side to Sledge, and they'll work it out top of the key. Right side, White holds right back to Sledge. Keeps her dribble, goes into the near side corner. Foul line extended, back around the arc, right side with it. Still looking. White into the paint, Lynch. She'll drive, shot block, Cannon McMillan, and here they come back the other way. On the dribble is Barella, kicks it out, and a drive by Claire to the hole off the glass, too strong, rebound, and it's pulled down by Taylor Alderdice. They go the other way. On a drive, we get a big collision and a charge.
And I think that's a pretty good call.
Yeah, we'll get a chance to look at it again.
Oh, that's a good call. Now, it's tough to see the angle up here, but I thought she was in a pretty good guarding position there.
I think she got set.
I do too.
Remember, there's not a time. It's not like you have to be set.
Exactly.
It looked like she got set.
Good.
And then the next determination is who initiated the. I mean, she initiated the contact.
Correct.
She established her position. She takes the contact, and they get the foul call. Cannon McMillan, jumper up by Claire, and it's good. And all of a sudden, we're tied back up at 26-26.
Yeah, I got Claire for double digits with 12, leading the way so far for the Big Macs.
Sledge, to White.
This has all the makings of coming down to the last possession again.
Or a free throw.
Oh, here's a steal. Almost.
Barella came out. Great defensive play. Boy, nearly had it going the other way, but just couldn't get enough of it. Goes out of bounds near the scorer's table, and a toss inside court for the Lady Dragons.
You know, they've done a great job with this zone. They've really slowed down what Alderdice likes to do.
Midway through this third quarter, Sledge on the near side. Around the arc to White, and she'll dribble top of the key. Back to Sledge near side. Dribble into the lane, goes up, gets bumped. Shot won't go, but she'll go to the line, and this foul will belong to Madison Clare of Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, just don't foul her on that. Make her shoot a difficult shot over a taller defender.
That is the first team foul on Cannon McMillan, and we get a timeout here before the three throws. The score, Cannon McMillan 26, Alderdice 26, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Bruce Sokolik, Tom Drakely back this girls 6A PIAA first round matchup. At the line will be Ryan Sledge, the 5'4 sophomore. She's just been so dynamic here tonight for this Lady Dragons team. She'll be at the free throw line. This game tied at 26.
That's a great word to describe her. She is dynamic.
Trying to give Alderdice the lead back. Can't. Misses. I think both teams have really struggled at the line.
I know, and I'm not sure why, because they're both pretty good free throw shooting teams. I watched Ryan Sledge make 7 out of 7 in the championship game against Obama Academy.
Second one, and it's good. 27-26, Alderdice. 3:45 left, third quarter. Claire, high pass, pulled down, just going to go straight to the hole, lay it up and in. That's Lauren Barella for Cannon McMillan, and they have just their second lead of the night, 28-27.
And that's how you break a press. One pass, two passes, two dribbles, and a layup.
Sledge. Leaves it right side. On the dribble, Levy. Sledge now.
I'm telling you, this zone has done the trick.
Levy trapped, looking. And what do we get? We get a jump ball. So we get the alternate possession, which will keep it with the Lady Dragons. And more substitutions here. Tashome checks back in. Caitlin Manson also back in for Alderdice. Lynch to the bench this time.
Well, Lynch and White both have 3 fouls. If they pick a 4th foul up in this third quarter, that could spell disaster for Alderdice.
Sledge, the baseline toss in. Gets it right back, takes the tray, and off the iron, no good. Rebound. Barella had it and then picked up nicely by Miller. So Cannon McMillan with the lead and the basketball. On the drive. Kick it out. Claire from three-point land. No good. Rebound. Picked up by Cannon McMillan. Goes up and we get an offensive foul called on Samantha Miller. And it will be Alderdice basketball.
Well, I didn't get a chance to really see that one, so I'm going to defer to you on that one.
Yeah,
I think it probably was a foul. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Could have been either way.
The whole thing is, when you get a collision like that, you have to have something.
Oh, you have to have a call, absolutely. I don't have a problem with it.
Sledge, a three-pointer. High off the top of the backboard and over. So we get the whistle, and it will belong to Cannon McMillan.
And you can see what this zone has done. It has forced them to shoot perimeter shots, which they have been missing. And Ken McMillan has been able to get the rebounds. But they have to handle this press, and it's so far so good.
And here comes Cannon McMillan the other way.
What a pass.
To the left and lay it up and in. The bucket by Claire, and it's a three-point Cannon McMillan lead.
I'm surprised they're still pressing them. They're just doing such a good job dissecting it.
Alderdice has only scored 3 points in this third quarter.
They got them on their heels.
White dribble top of the key with it. Trying to beat this zone defense. Sledge on the dribble. Tries the drive. Spins back. Looks. Kicks it right side to Bailey White. Foul line extended. She'll take a long three and banks it in.
She banked it. The bank is open.
And we're tied at 30 with 2 minutes left in the third. And here's a tray up for Miller. Oh, it rattled around and went out. Tied up, and we get the jump ball, and the possession arrow belongs to Cannon McMillan.
Miller's shot was halfway down.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
That looked like one of my putts.
I do that a lot, too. Halfway down, it comes out. Yes. Most of the time, I leave him short. I'm working on it.
Barella, baseline toss in for Cannon McMillan. Tied at 30. Underneath, open, Babitski, bank it up,
yeah,
and it goes.
Nice inbounds play. Nobody guarded Babitski, the freshman. What a great game.
Fantastic. Sledge leaves it for White, the dribble to Shomi, and goes back to that far side to Sledge. To Shomi comes back out, gets the basketball, cuts through on the pass, goes into the corner and gets it back, goes to the blocks on a drive and lost it out of bounds with Caitlin Manson, and it's Cannon McMillan basketball.
And I'll be surprised if they press. Well, and they backed off the press, which is what I thought.
Peyton Lynch back in.
Well, I don't know. Here they come again.
Yep.
I'm not sure this is a smart move.
Pass up ahead. Babitski to Claire. She'll just wait. Hand it off on the drive. Left side. Barella leaves it. Babitski baseline drive. Can't get it to fall. Saunders goes up for the rebound. Fought for, and we get the possession arrow, and it belongs to the Lady Dragons.
That was a quick jump ball call that time.
Cannon McMillan 32. Alderdice 30. A minute 12 left in this third quarter. Great to have you with us. White, foul line extended right side. To Shomi into the corner, and the three is up and good by Bailey White.
You cannot allow Bailey White to set her feet.
Quickly back, Saunders lays it up and in, and Cannon Mack back on top.
You must find Bailey White in the zone. Communicate where she is at all times.
Drive by Sledge down the lane, goes up, knocked away, rebound, blocked. Claire blocked the shot. And they get the basketball with 35 seconds, and I think you want to hold here, right?
I would think so, but I don't think that's going to
happen. Barella drives, can't hit the shot, and now here comes Alderdice back the other way with 25 seconds. Bailey White now circles back. Sledge out top of the key, goes right side, Lynch. Three-pointer, short. Rebound to Shomi on the baseline, and we'll get a foul call here on Madison Claire of Cannon McMillan.
Still a lot of time, 14 seconds.
34-33, Cannon McMillan.
And I think that last foul was on Faye Saunders there.
And it was, her second. Lynch with 13 seconds. Behind the back, tries to drive, good defense that time. Drive to Shomi down the lane, puts up the shot, won't fall. Rebound, Claire leads it out. Here they come, Barella. Barella pulls up, long three, off the iron, no good. Wow, what a fantastic finish we have for you. after three quarters of play in this girls 6A first-round playoff matchup. It is Cannon McMillan, 34, Alderdice, 33, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Has the makings of a great finish here at Alderdice. Cannon McMillan with possession and a one-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it really does. And what got Cannon McMillan this one-point lead is no question was their half-court zone defense. Been very effective, but you cannot lose Bailey White anywhere on the floor.
Cannon Mack outscoring Alderdice 13-9 in that third quarter. In the paint, Claire lays it up and in.
Beautiful pass outside that time to Claire. She was good. Little runner.
Back to a three-point Cannon Mack lead. That's their biggest of the night. Near side corner, Sledge, drive, cut off, throws the pass out, nearly picked off, but Tashome comes up with it, loses it in the paint, tries to go up, and we're going to get a foul call on Cannon McMillan, the first of this fourth quarter.
Well, in that time, if you're Cannon McMillan, make her shoot over top of you. She is small. You are tall. Do not foul her.
Brooke Stanton picked up the foul, her second. Lynch, the inbound from the baseline, out to Sledge, to White, and around the arc to the near side. Tashome to Lynch in the near side corner. On the dribble. Tashome out. It's going to go into the backcourt. This could be all over and back if she touches it.
Yeah, she has to touch it.
All right, Cannon McMillan basketball.
A little frustration on the part of Bailey White. She's screaming at one of her teammates. I get it. That's an unforced turnover.
And Cannon McMillan down by as many as 6 points twice in the first half. This three-point lead matches their biggest, which their second lead was the three-point lead in that third quarter. And a three-pointer up and good. And that was, I believe, the freshman, right?
It was.
Brooke Stanton. Brooke Stanton buries it. A six-point lead.
Talk about confidence. Look at this shot.
Sledge from three-point land. No good. Rebound. Cannon McMillan. Here they come the other way on the run. Claire gets hacked from behind. No foul call. And now Bailey White goes the other way. Up ahead to Lynch to the hole, lay it up and in. Well, I think this is how this game's going to go now. But here comes Barella back. Underneath, Claire, bank it up and in. Cannon McMillan, 41. Alderdice, 35.
This is a tremendous high school basketball game. Up and down, lots of action.
Sledge looking. 6.5 left in regulation.
You can just see they're hesitant. You can't beat a zone with dribbles.
Sledge around Saunders, lays it up, won't go. Rebound fought for. Barella, good hustle to get back and pick it up. Now leads it ahead behind everybody. Babitsky, lay it up and in.
Oh, you got to love this.
And a timeout, Alderdice. 6:12 to play in regulation. And it's now Cannon McMillan, 43, Alderdice, 35, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Well, mark this down. At the 6:12 mark, Alderdice takes the timeout. Cannon McMillan now with their biggest lead of the night at 43-35. So let's see how the Lady Dragons respond. Again, a team that's won 16 in a row, has only lost once here at home, and has not lost since December.
Well, and interestingly enough, the zone is enabling Cannon McMillan to beat them in transition.
Yep.
They've gotten several breakout easy baskets.
To show me on the far side, top of the key, Bailey White bobbles it, gets it back. Babitski defends her through the lane, puts up the shot, and it goes.
She's just tough.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, she's a really good player.
Yeah, Bailey White, the left-handed shot, but here's Barella back for Cannon McMillan. Into the paint, Claire looks. Saunders goes up, shot no good, rebound pulled down, and a whistle and a foul. This will be on Cannon McMillan, their second team foul in this fourth quarter.
Boy, what a tough shot that she just made on the other end.
So we got a substitution coming in here after the foul call for Cannon McMillan. Looks like Samantha Miller's back in.
Yeah, Samantha Miller back in at the guard spot. Well, I thought Faye Saunders had a pretty good look down there.
Saunders, yeah.
She just kind of hesitated a minute, and the defender was able to get in the way, get a piece of that one.
Yeah, just to clarify, that was Saunders that she replaced. Saunders has three fouls.
Yes.
Into the corner with it. Sledge, and Sledge looking. Around the arc, back, Sledge on the drive, cut off nicely. Top of the key, White can't shoot it.
Well, can't let her get her feet set, that's for sure.
On the dribble, and again they work it. Sledge to White, nearing 5 minutes left in regulation. Batted away, here comes Cannon McMillan back the other way. The lead pass, can she chase it down? Barella does, keeps it inbound, but it's picked up by White, and then she gets fouled. So. Yeah. Boy, what looked like it could be a breakaway for Cannon McMillan ends up, they turn it over and then commit the foul, and that will be their third in this fourth quarter.
Well, and that was a breakaway. I mean, they just got a little excited, threw that ball a little too far out in front. I'm not sure who the Canamac player was that committed that foul. Okay, we got it now. It was Izzy Babitski.
Lynch checks back in for Alderdice. It's Cannon McMillan 43, Alderdice 37.
A lot of time. 5 minutes left in this ball game is an eternity. They got to continue to play solid defense.
Sledge on that right side of the key. Back out to Shomi, top of the key. She'll pass and cut through. Now it's White, top of the key. To the near side, around the arc, into the paint. Lynch won't shoot it. Back out, cross-court pass. Underneath, Lynch kicks it back out. Jumper is up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Miller, and here comes Cannon McMillan. Barella, lead pass up ahead. Underneath, the shot up by Claire. It won't fall, but she'll go to the line.
Yeah, she'll shoot too. Got hit right in the face. But it was a really good pass into her. They're doing a great job interior passing tonight, I think. Really like the way they look for each other and move the basketball. When you have good player movement and good ball movement, Bruce, you're going to get good shots.
Madison Claire.
Now, free throws are extremely important now.
First one rattles out, no good.
7 for 15 unofficially as a team.
Second one by the junior is good. Cannon McMillan, 44. Alderdice, 37. 4.5 to play in regulation. Here's a drive. Baseline back out. Lynch from three-point land off the mark, and the rebound by Cannon McMillan. With the rebound, and it's Barella on the dribble across center court. Near side, Babitski. Babitski guarded by Sledge. Puts it on the floor, goes left side. A three-pointer up by Miller. No good. Tapped around, and here comes Alderdice, a three-on-two. Left side, White pulls up the three-point arc. Didn't shoot it, though. She'll settle it down with 4 minutes left.
And I'm surprised she didn't take that shot.
Here's a drive on the baseline. Tashomi can't hit it. Gets her own rebound, though. Keeps it inbounds to Lynch, near side corner, to the lane. Kick it out. Three-pointer up by Alderdice. No good by White. And the rebound pulled down by Cannon McMillan. And we get a pushing foul.
It'll be on number 40. And that will be Kaylin Manson over the back.
First team foul.
Well, Cannon McMillan got a little lucky on that one because they left Bailey White wide open on the putback. I mean, she had her feet set. She just was a little strong with the shot.
We'll keep it here during this timeout. 3:48 left. So chance to kind of catch our breath.
Ooh.
All right, so we will take a break here with 3:48 left in the fourth quarter. 44-37, it's Cannon McMillan leading Alderdice on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, car slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Yep. Home faithful here trying to get their Lady Dragons fired up here. The final 3:48 here in regulation. Cannon McMillan, though, leading this one by 7, 44-37.
And at what point now do you, as Cannon McMillan, work the ball and not force shots? We're getting close to that point.
Into the paint. Claire to the hole. Banks it up. No good. Rebound pulled down. And here comes Alderdice the other way. Going to take it right to the hole. Tishome lost it.
Boy. Well,
they're going to keep possession with her, but boy.
Well, it looked like it went off her foot.
I thought it went off of her leg up on her thigh.
Let's check a look at the
replay. She went out of bounds.
Can't really see from our angle where we're sitting.
Sledge is going to toss it in here. Three-pointer up and off the rim. No good by White. Goes out of bounds, but again, off of Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, I'm not. Wow. You must secure these misses. They're not going to miss. Bailey White wide open again.
Sledge out front to Tishome back near center court. She'll work it right side. White to Sledge, top of the key. On the dribble, back to White right side. Into the corner, Lynch. Around a man, baseline, goes up. Shot no good. Rebound. Again, Alderdice gets the rebound. White for three again. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. No, kept in bounds.
Oh,
saved by
Alderdice,
but a two-on-one for Cannon McMillan. Left side, lay it up and in for Claire.
Claire's been a force out there.
46-37. Cannon McMillan, 2:50 to play in regulation.
9-point lead for the Big Macs.
Biggest of the night for either team.
It's all about defense from this point on. Really is. I mean, you got to just guard and get rebounds.
Baseline pass. Alderdice all the way out top of the key. Sledge drives, goes right down the lane, hops on a foot. No good follow-up. No good. Rebound, though. Alderdice just keeps getting these offensive rebounds. Three-pointer up. Again, no good. Barella grabs the rebound and goes the other way for Cannon McMillan. Now she'll slow it down. 2:20 left. Claire in the lane. Right side. Wide open. Stanton and the freshman can't hit the tray. Rebound pulled down by Lynch.
Didn't need it. Did not need that shot. Pull it back out. Work the clock.
White for three. Good.
There's why you didn't need it. You missed the three. They made the three. Six-point game.
46-40 and a timeout taken by Cannon McMillan. 1:59 left in regulation. Lady Macs with a six-point lead in this girls 6A first-round playoff matchup. It is a full timeout. We'll take a break as well here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day chasing something great. Call it adventure. Call call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
.159 left.
It's an eternity.
In regulation. Cannon McMillan with the ball and a 6-point lead, 46-40.
Yeah, that last possession, I could see Coach Fontaine just saying, bring it out, and they took that three, didn't need it. Got to keep your dribble alive against this pressure now.
Miller drives, they cross cross-court. Babitski back out around Barella, and she'll dribble as they just work it around the arc. A minute 45, clock rolling. White, a bump, no whistle. They let him play on. Into the corner.
If you get a layup, you got to take it, but there's a steal.
Yep, big steal by Sledge. Here comes Alderdice. Sledge going to go coast to coast. Around a man, lays it up and in. A four-point lead, 46-42. And again, Cannon McMillan, the drive, back out Saunders. A minute 20. Miller on the dribble, guarded by White. This is Barella. And Barella drives left side, holds it, looks. Top of the key, a minute 10. A four-point Cannon McMillan lead. Tshomi on the defense here. A drive by Barella. She goes to the hole, lays it up, won't go. No foul as well. They let it play.
That's unbelievable. There was a lot of contact on that.
Under a minute left, and a drive underneath. The shot is blocked.
Come on, that was clean.
Claire came from behind.
She did.
And she came from behind, but say got the arm.
Well, the official that called it was on the other side of her, so he couldn't have seen whether the arm was hit or not.
Big free throws here.
Oh, these are huge.
Kaylin Manson, 6-foot junior, misses the first one.
Huge foul shots right there.
54 seconds left. 46-42, Cannon Mack.
Still a two-possession game.
Second one, she went over the line. Yeah. I mean, she took the free throw and just took off immediately, so you get the lane violation on the shooter. And it will be Cannon McMillan basketball. And again, the pressure here by Alderdice.
Well, and you got to handle it. You've got to do a great job. Do not mishandle this ball.
Only two team fouls for Alderdice, so they have three to give, and we get one right here. On the dribble, and Sledge will get it.
Well, and the one thing you don't want to do is leave freshman Izzy Babitski out there on the island handling the basketball up the sidelines. Bad place to have the ball. Get it in the middle of the floor where you have some options.
50 seconds left. Third team foul.
Get this ball in the hands of Miller or Claire.
And this instead is Barella. She peels off now. Now on a drive and then lost it out of bounds. Traveling call. Yeah, good call there, definitely.
Yeah,
so they turn it over with
no doubt about
seconds.
It.
Yep.
Again, I don't think they needed it. I mean, you don't need to shoot that. Bring it out and work some clock. Make them foul you.
Well, you know, that's what Alderdice is going to do. They're going to foul you. So you're going to get your opportunities at the line.
Exactly.
Sledge drives. 15-footer is up. It's short, but the rebound by Alderdice. Second shot is good. It's a two-point game. What was a 9-point lead is now two, and another timeout taken by Cannon McMillan with 29 seconds left. The score, Cannon McMillan 46, Alderdice 44. Back with the fantastic finish here of the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC.
With 2:50 to play in this fourth quarter, Cannon McMillan had a 9-point lead at 46-37. Now with 29 seconds left, the lead is just two. A 7-0 run, knocked out of bounds, and it belongs to Alderdice.
Wow. Well, they have not handled the lead very well, have taken some ill-advised shots, and didn't get the ball inbounds. You got to go to the basketball, and she went away from the basketball, and the defender bounced it off her body.
Ellen Giller takes the 30-second timeout. Oh, no, now they've changed it. They say it is a 60-second timeout. So it's a 60-second timeout, which will allow the teams to sit down. So they make that clarification here. But, wow, what a turn of events. That
yes.
9-point lead. But you said it at the time, Tom. There's still a long way to go.
Didn't need the three-point shot. Didn't need to force the drive there. You just didn't need those. You had a two-possession lead. You bring that ball out and make them foul you.
But they had already, they knew they had three fouls to give, and we saw Sledge pick up one. Remember we said, okay, they still have two more to give. So they were already in that mode that we must foul. So let them send you to the line and just hit your free throws.
Well, and the biggest thing, honestly, when you're down in these type of games and you're protecting a lead, you must understand shot selection at that time and time and score on the clock. That will determine your shot selection. I know she was open for a three, and I'm not blaming anyone.
No.
It's just how you want to play this out. You're giving the other team opportunities to get in the game, and now they can tie or take the lead on this possession and win the game. 28 seconds. Cann McMillan, you've got to play some defense.
Sledge to inbound it with 28 seconds. There, Alderdice is down two.
You cannot lose Bailey White. Whatever you do,
she will toss it in.
You must know where she is on this possession.
All the way into the backcourt. Sledge will dribble it up. 24 seconds.
And don't allow Sledge to get in the paint.
White drives, looks. Cross court. Stolen by Cannon McMillan.
Bring it out.
One. To the hole. Lay it up.
Score.
And a basket by Claire. Huge.
Oh, what a steal.
4-point lead. 8 seconds left. Sledge puts up a three off the back of the glass. Won't go, but we get a foul called here.
Oh, did they dodge a bullet tonight?
Wow. What a steal.
Well, the zone defense has been good the whole half for them. And I give credit to Coach Fontaine for making that adjustment. They're a man-to-man team. And they decided, hey, the only way we can win this game is to go to the zone. Now, they got to just get the ball inbounds. That's all you need to do.
And if you're Alderdice, you got to go for the ball when you foul here.
Yeah, game's over.
Yeah, too late now. They're going to get it with 0.1 second.
Right, but by now, it's over.
Oh, yeah. There is nothing they can do.
There's no 4-point play now. How about this? The Big Macs will play on. What a great win. What a great win for the Big Macs. So exciting. Fans are going crazy over there at the other end.
Boy, that pass cross court. I mean, again.
It's what the zone does. It baits you into doing that. What a big moment.
To give the layup the other way and let them make it a 4-point lead at the line is Lauren Burrell, and missed the first one. But again, this can only be a tap. Understand this.
Yes.
So it's impossible to do anything here. It's 4 points, and it's 0.1, and that will be it. She can't even get a shot off. Cannon McMillan comes into Alderdice and knocks off the Lady Dragons, snapping their 16-game win streak and handing them their first loss of 2025 and just their second loss in their gym this year. Wow.
They turned the cards on them. They went to the zone. They stopped the penetration, and they got out in transition and made some easy buckets to get that 9-point lead, and taking some ill-advised shots almost cost them the game. But the steal at the end of the game, as you called it, was the biggest play of the night. So congratulations to the Big Macs, the Lady Macs. You're playing again.
Well, and I want to make note of this. You and I talked before tip-off, before this game, and I was talking about, boy, Alderdice can score a lot of points.
Yes, they can.
We mentioned how many times they put 70 up, twice they put 80 up. Alderdice scored 20 points in the second half. They scored 24 in the first half. So
change of defense, Bruce.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a break. We'll come back here to Alderdice in this PIAA 6A girls first round playoff matchup on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Bruce Sokolic, Tom Drakely back at Alderdice. Tandon McMillan knocks off Alderdice 48-44. Remember, Lady Max had only one lead in the first half. They had a 5-4 lead at the 3:18 mark of the first quarter. Alderdice twice had a 6-point lead at one point, 24-18. Their biggest lead of the night. But it was in that third quarter where Cannon McMillan, well, they had a 28-27 lead. Then they built it to 30-27, and as we mentioned, they built it to a 9-point lead at 46-37 with 2:50 to play, and then watched Alderdice cut it to 2 with a 7-0 run, but then the big steal and the layup, and it turns out into a huge, huge 4-point win.
That steal was about as improbable as you could get and couldn't have happened at a better time for the Big Macs. And I hope we have it here on the replay. It was the play of the night. I mean, in spite of everything that happened, that was the biggest play they could have had. And when you look at the stats from the game, Cannon McMillan shot not a very good 8 for 18 from the foul line. Had they lost, they'd have been kicking themselves because of the bad shots late in the game and the free throw shooting. But, man, Got to be proud of the way they came back because, as you mentioned, they were trailing the entire game.
Well, time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, our player of the game,
Madison Clare. Outstanding performance tonight. Unofficially, I have her for, do I have her at 23? I mean, I could be off a few, but my goodness, she played fantastic, making those slicing drives, made a big jump shot. I mean, she's a good player. They all played well. I'm really excited for what's ahead for them. And the freshman, Izzy Babitsky, for example, comes up with double figures tonight with 10. Couldn't have scripted it any better if you're Coach Fontana. I mean, he had to make that change. We talked about that
at
halftime.
You beat me with my punch. I was going to say, honorable mention.
Yes, definitely goes to Coach. He had to. They were beating them off the dribble, and they were having difficulties keeping them out of the paint. And when they got in the paint, they were really tough to stop. And that zone took them completely out of their offense. Now, did they give up some open threes? They did. That's going to happen against the zone, but you have to take a chance. How do you want to get beat?
Right.
Do you want them making layups, or do you want them having to make those difficult threes?
Well, again, just a fantastic game. Certainly hope you enjoyed it. And again, our coverage of tonight's PIAA first round girls 6A playoff matchup has been brought to you by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, and by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Hope you enjoyed it. Our crew here tonight, Jason Tennant, our on-site producer, Kyle Lamb and Noah Tennant on cameras, and of course, Tom Drakely, always a pleasure to work alongside you, my friend.
It's a lot of fun. We got to keep doing this. We're bringing them good luck, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good thing, Bruce. We got to keep it going.
Again, your final score here tonight. It's Cannon McMillan, 48, Alderdice, 44, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.